we all know about the editing and how you put shots together in tele sequence and all that. How do we deal with those directors and those producers? You know, that bring you 600 hours of footage, you know, and the first thing we should do is take you driving, go back.
Go back.
Go back.
Cut it down. Cut it down.
Bring me half or give me twice as long to cut, you know, because this is the expectations of what we get in terms of footage and rushes and nothing extending on the schedules for 50 years, you know, that hasn't changed.
No.
So that is something that all of us in here in this room should be working very hard at.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Is this happening in drama too?
Everywhere, in drama, in commercials, in documentaries, obviously, you know. I just got a commercial this week or last week where I got, I think, 50 hours of footage for 60 seconds. Okay? Okay, these people, exactly. You go insane, you go mental. You
and the same schedule as they would give you.
And the same schedule as they would normally give you.
Yeah. So now, why are they doing this? What's
because they can, because the cameras can be turned on
right.
and don't need to be turned off. And because they can have two cameras, you know, for the price that they should. They used to have one, and plus they have the little cameras like the GoPros and the little ones, you know, that come around and they give one to the gaffer and they give one to the friend and then give one to the, you know,
to the
first lady, and everyone's got a camera and they just shoot, you know.
And they're all shooting, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So here we are.
So is this like uncertainty of meaning on that? Like they don't know what they're after?
No, I think well, there is some of that, you know, that just. The more we get, the better it's going to be, you know. There's a lot of thinking behind that. But I think it's what it's going to be. I don't think it's going to change. So I think we have to get used to it and assume that we're going to get a lot of footage for whatever we're doing, be it drama or documentary or anything, you know. And that we have to ask for more time, you know, for all that extra time that is needed to sort these things out, you know. That's about it.
So are you finding that editors, producers are cutting their own stuff ever now? Are people still understand the value of an editor?
Absolutely.
They just don't know
No, I have no doubt about it.
Okay.
You know? I've seen people that have done that and tried and then come back to you and
say,
can you fix
it?
You know?
I can't do it. Yeah.
So there is no way out of it.
Do they have any idea what the magic of an editor is?
Yeah.
Like they understand
what
you can do that they can't do.
Yeah.
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 And what is that?
I don't know, because I don't know myself.
Right.
But you do, you bring, I mean, you know, both the girls were very accurate on what they were saying and very articulate, which I'm not. But you lend a listening ear and you have an eye and you have some affinity with the footage and you're gonna make a director's life easier,
right?
As much as possible,
right? So that
I do fight with my director or one of them at least. I have tremendous fights from time to time. I can't get out of it, you know. But he looks for it, and if you don't give him a fight, he's gonna go on for 5 days, you know. So you give him a fight, you tell him to fuck off and to point to his mother and all of that, and then in 5 minutes or the next day it's all sorted, you know. Well, you know, some directors.
That's their character. That's the temperament, that's
exactly,
what they want. They don't
exactly.
get the adrenaline without
exactly,
it or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, again, very interesting to what you were saying before, that they're behind you, you know, and you're doing stuff all the time, you know, and they're just dealing with frustration, you know, and they think that you're doing something that they don't know about. And so it gets really frustrating for them, and so they have to vent from time to time. And some directors are really beautiful and they don't vent, or they go out and do it to themselves, and some vent on you.
Right.
And then you have to turn around and tell them to fuck off. You know?
Here's the line.
Yeah.
You crossed it.
Yeah,
don't step back.
There is
the line.
There is a line.
There is a line.
Okay. You know?
So you've been cutting drama and commercials, and you've got this double thing going on, and that's how you sustain your business, I assume. And you couldn't. Sustaining it just with drama is not really realistic.
No. I ran a business for 25 years. I've stopped running it this year because I've turned 58, and I thought, I think I've done enough. You know, I think it's time that I just cut and do what I like, and cut what I want. So I'm in a happy position, a very lucky position today. I don't know tomorrow, but anyway. But to sustain a business in editing, and editing can be a business. Mm-hmm. You know, there's quite a few examples out there. You cannot be precious. You need to do whatever comes. You need to have an open door, and if a client comes with footage and they want to cut a commercial, or they want to cut a video clip, or they want to cut a documentary, or they want to cut their school you know, video,
yep.
you cut it.
You cut it.
You cut it, okay. you know. Okay. It's, I think, to me it's been very, very, very good because I've learned from many areas and I've loved it. And I think there's a lot to learn on commercials. There's the bad ones and there's the good ones, you know. But I've met two of the directors, the film directors that I work with, and I have been for 30 years, come from commercials.
So, right.
you know, there is a school in there that you can learn, and I would, you know, push any young editor to follow that route, as well as documentaries, or end of documentaries, because it's funny what you were saying before, that you said you watch drama for fun. I watch documentaries for fun, you know? And I try to go and do the same on films. You know? It's really interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I click that.
Yeah. So, you know. Can you just talk a little bit about learning from different forms, like how commercials inform drama, you know, features, or, you know, what you learn from docos?
Look, I don't know if it's learning from mediums or not. Learning from commercials, to me, what commercials have taught me is a really amazing discipline about time,
yes.
about being able to tell a story in 30 or 60 seconds and being really to the frame. I mean, you can't muck around with that, you know. Cutting to music, there's a lot of music that's involved in commercials. Having lots of effects, you learn a lot about, you know, green screens and 3Ds and whatever, you know. There's a whole world out there in the commercial side that sometimes drama doesn't touch. Although now it's becoming more and more.
Can you learn that, like, when it comes in the door? Like, I've never done green screen. Okay, here's green screen. I can learn to deal with it?
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah. So you don't need to go and do a course in it. You can just...
Well, I don't know, but when we started and when we were there, you know, we went from a splicer some sticky tape to these machines that were doing things, and then a year later they could do green screen. So I'd learn as the process
you've evolved with it.
I don't know today what I would do if I had to learn those things, you know. Yeah.
But because you've run a business, I'm just curious, and other people maybe as well, what would you look for in an editor if you were going to, say, hire one, bring one into your business or something? What kind of qualities or skills or... You want Andrea and Fiona? Okay.
You know?
Okay, so we need
someone that can communicate.
Communicate. That's,
you know?
That's first.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's
someone,
interesting.
I mean, editors, being who we are, we do have a tendency to lock ourselves in our rooms and be quiet and listen more than that. But you do need to communicate a lot. And someone that has sense of humor.
Helps
a lot. And then someone that you look at the work, you know, you look at how they cut. I mean, I haven't ever really hired editors as such. I've trained editors.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken people, you know,
from start
and help them as they help me become better. They take, so that I've done quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would be looking in an editor is patience. Timing, you know,
timing.
What they look for. Yeah. What are they looking for when they're looking at rushes?
Oh, that's interesting. So you can watch them watching something and see whether they've got an eye for it.
You can, what they pull out of. Especially if you have the opportunity to have seen the rushes yourself. Or,
yes.
And then you see what they have picked up and what's been left out or not, you know?
Yeah, interesting.
But that's a very hard question, you know?
Speed,
I don't know. Manners. You know, cleanliness. You know, I've had editors that were pigs, and it's not fun, you know, to go in the morning in that cutting room and pick up dirty cups of coffee and all of that.
Right. Anyway, you're not their mom.
No. And I would, to anyone that wants to make a business out of editing, I would say you have to choose sometimes between family and business, but I think we do that no matter what, you know.
Mm.
But it's
in
a lot
the
of
film industry.
In the film industry, it's a lot of work.
Mm.
It's a lot of work because you get two jobs, you know. You have the job of editing, which is about giving, and then you have the job of running a business, which is about taking. So it's sometimes about.
And somebody. So now you're in a position of just being.
I'm just an editor. Yeah.
Does anybody handle the business for you, or are you also negotiating your own contracts?
I do that,
and you're doing that,
that's
but
it.
Just for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you keep assistants
No. I use assistants when I need them.
Right.
Or
okay.
I go wherever I need to go. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about the dramas you've cut. Have they changed a lot over the last, 10 years, 20 years? Are you seeing real changes in anything, in process, in no. storytelling?
No. To be
style?
Perfectly honest, no. I've seen changes in the amount of footage that we're getting.
More footage.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, the beauty of drama is that when you have a good script, and it's been followed, and you have actors that have delivered that, it helps a lot. When you have a bad script, it's problematic.
It's
problematic,
yeah.
And then you have to, but it's always an evolving process, no matter what, you know, what comes into, what ends up on the screen and what was on the page before that.
Mm-hmm.
But very often, 80% of the films I worked on, the script needed to be reworked quite dramatically. And
right.
that's my favorite bit in the cutting room.
All right,
so
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So your favorite bit is, you've got a script,
yeah.
and do you cut the script first,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
go,
yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Well, here's the
absolutely.
Mess.
You assemble that, and you see it, and you go, okay.
Okay.
Here are the problems.
Right. And that's your favorite bit, is finding, it's like a kind of reworking the
yeah.
jigsaw puzzle,
yeah.
in
yeah.
that sense?
Yeah. Totally. I love that. Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah.
Does it keep you awake at night? Do you think?
Yeah, it sleeps there next to me.
It sleeps there next to you.
Between me and my wife. And
right. And how does she feel about that?
Oh, she got used to it.
Okay.
You know? But ask her. She's over there.
Are you over? What do you reckon?
Is it
a quieter sleeper at some points in the process? Like at the beginning, it's a restless sleeper, and at the end, it's just baby just sleeping quietly, or... Does it, you know, when is the part where you feel like, ah, I've got you, you're wrestled to the ground? Or
when I see the print.
When you see the print. And,
after the mix, you know?
And we're starting to, you know, we're hearing stories of people like, you know, George Miller going in and recutting the release print or something like that.
Yeah, but he's done that always.
He's done
that's
that,
nothing
yeah.
sometimes right. it's not very new, you know.
Do you feel like there's that process is changing, though, that the kind of delivery, the sense of finality is different than it was at a different time in your career?
Yeah. Well, technology allows for that to happen very quickly, So, you know, why not? If a director can and thinks he's and if he's allowed to, you know, because obviously if George Miller does that, it's because he's been allowed to do that, and there are good reasons. Technology allows to do that. I've was it the Raywell man went with a cut in Australia and another cut in the States, and you know, so things are starting to spread a little bit out of hand, I think. And distributors and producers have different opinions, and you know, if an American producer buys a movie that's been an Australian movie and he recuts it, he then gets rights of copyright as well, so it gets
right.
a little bit murky in those areas. So
he wants
his cut probably,
right.
you know, things like that can.
Oh, that's interesting. Can
and
the same, of course, better. In commercials, you might have the 30-second, the 60-second, the 4-minute YouTube
version.
Whole thing,
whatever.
It's all happening that way. And is that interesting to you, or is it frustrating? Like
it's both. I mean, you no matter what, on a commercial you start by cutting a long version, because then you're gonna do your little bit and cut it down. So there will always be a long version that everyone is paying attention to. And,
mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, what goes on air is mostly 30 seconds, and that's what you have to pay attention to. So
right.
you try to keep the 10 people that are in the room or whatever they are by the end, keep them all into one line, you know,
right.
and making decisions that make sense. And
yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
Now, can I ask you kind of a curly question, and I might open it out to you two as well, because I warned you I was going to ask this. This is something that I'm really interested in. You know, people might say to you, oh, you think like an editor, right? And I want to know, what do they mean when they say...
What do they mean? Well, I don't know. I haven't had anyone...
No one's ever said that to you?
Editor, no.
What about you
no.
guys? You think like an editor? Does that come up at all?
Yeah, you're Canadian.
You can't. To me, thinking of an editor maybe means you're organized. I mean, an editor is by nature someone who's going to be, you know, methodical and organized. But thinking like an editor, an editor is someone that is very spontaneous. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you see something and you go, oh, I'll grab that, and then we're going to make it work somehow. You know,
right?
But
right.
I don't know what thinking like an editor means.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
I think that's probably the way it's been used on me too, is that thing where you pull something out of your ass. You know,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And
so
you put it in the back pocket.
It means
and
you can
go,
save
you
it.
Know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
You never know if it's going to work. I mean, even now, I mean, 30 years down the line, you know, you I get my first day of Rosh Hashanah or whatever, and I go, how the fuck am I going to cut this, you know?
Right.
And you get goosebumps and you can't sleep, and it doesn't change. It doesn't get any better, you know? What changes is that you know that you're going to sit down and you're going to go look through it, make your notes, put your locators or whatever, get really organized, you know?
Yeah.
And then things are going to happen.
Right. Things are going to happen. It'll talk to you.
It will talk to you, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. One way or another.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you do the screenings as well? Do you get other people
absolutely.
To taste your stew?
Absolutely. Yeah. Essential. Yeah. Totally essential. The sooner the better, you know.
Can you talk to me about, I remember reading something you wrote years ago about, sorry. it was something about cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that.
and it was about cooking and about rhythm and how you, like, editing is, like, is it, does that hold? That,
Yeah, totally.
Can you tell us about that? No, about
I mean, to me, the guys that do the real job, you know, the directors and the producers and the writers, I think in that specific occasion I was comparing them to the guys that go and grow the wheat and the grapes and go and hunt, you know, in the mountains and get all the storms and, you know, and the crops get eaten by little bugs and whatever. Anyway, but they come to you at the end with the produce, you know, and they put it on the table and then you go, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to, you know, bake it or fry it or what do we put aside and what do we serve first or second? So it has a lot of energies with cooking, and let's have fun with it more than anything else as well. Let's have a good meal, you know, but not get an indigestion or not overfeed people and not give them too much wine so they don't know what they're eating, you know. And yeah, to me, editing is very much like that.
Yeah.
But then someone replied to that and compared it as well to making a suit, you know, where they go, you get the suit and you sew, you're sewing, and then you fit it in and you go, okay, long here, short there, you know, and take it back and you sew again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is many analogies that can be applied to editing. But cooking is definitely a good
one. Yeah. I mean, cooking is interesting because, you know, you've got all these things like nutrition and balance
and spice,
spicy for someone or not spicy
totally,
enough.
Totally,
yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my directors, you know, in Jane, and she said exactly that. She says, look, I go and do the shopping, you know, and I'll bring a truckload of stuff and put it in the kitchen and then work it out. You know?
Right, and I think I'm making a souffle, but you think I'm making
a stew. And the ingredients are going to be the same, you know.
Yeah. The master chef.
Yeah.
So master chef.
There you go.
Master chef editing. Or is it iron chef? Now, that'd be an interesting one.
Iron chef.
Give everybody
like
the same five ingredients
yes,
and see what
yes,
you come
yes,
up
yes,
with.
Yes, that would be, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, that would be. All right, next year, can we everybody bring your suite? We'll do that.
But yeah, now look, editing, coming back to you first or the beginning of the conversations, is never going to go away, no matter what technology is coming out, you know. Well, I was looking at a little software yesterday because there was some footage that I couldn't convert or some GoPro footage, talking GoPro. Anyway, and I went online and I saw this program and they go, and we can put, as we convert your footage, we put edit points on it, you know? You know? And I go, bring it on. How do you do that? You know? How do you do that? So that's never going to happen.
So you add in the character function, you know, create character.
And how do they mark the points? Or the camera moves? Or somewhere? I don't know how.
Wow.
Anyway, I was
that's wild.
Yeah. But an editor is an essential part of the process as much as a writer or a director, you know. And actors might go, except we need their voices, but we might be able to recreate them with a bit of luck, you know. I'm loving it, because we need actors as much as anything else in people, you know.
Yeah, that human.
But anyone who wants to persevere in editing and has the patience and the shoulders, you know, go for it.
That's
a personality thing. My kid, I tried with my kid, and definitely not.
Definitely
not for him.
No, not that
personality. You know, you need to have a certain type of personality, definitely.
Yeah.
But I would recommend there is some beautiful young people coming out there that are very, very, very gifted for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and
any advice for them? Things that you would
cut everything that comes your way, you know. Yeah. And always get paid for the job. Don't work for free. Don't work for free.
If that's a contradiction? What if you have an opportunity to cut something, but...
That's really true. Get something, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something has to come.
Right.
A few years ago, there was on the AAC website, there was someone asking for an editor to cut a trailer or something they were doing, and they were all excited about it, and they were saying, well, we've got this great project going, and we're looking for an editor to make the trailer and see if we can sell it, but we're not paying, and we are not promising that we will give this editor the job at the end of the day.
No.
That's a no-go area.
Yeah,
you know? So there has to be a trade.
There has to be something. Because you need the people to respect
what you do, and to acknowledge that even if you have a laptop and you can do it in your kitchen, it doesn't mean that it's not a job and a proper job, and that you need a lot of knowledge to be able to deliver that. You know, you have to be well read, you have to be educated, you have to know about music, you have to know about literature, you have to know about other films. You know, there's a whole world that comes with an editor that is not just in the laptop.
That
needs to be, and it's a job.
That's sort of a training for a producer or a director
to understand that
ability is, even if they don't have a word for it, you know, that they have somebody who has...
Well, the word is editing.
Yes.
The word is to be an editor.
Okay.
That's your word for that.
That is something
that's not just operating your final cut. Anyone can come out of the streets and go, I'm a director, put the camera there and do this. Anybody. That's, you know... Not everybody can open the laptop and work a program and say, I'm an editor. You know? It takes many years of training.
Of training.
And it's a very specific job.
And you get better at it.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.